Blog Talk Radio.
I don't want to be called the Hood anymore.
So what do you want to be called?
You want to know what people say about you.
Most people fail to see the real me.
The city still needs saving.
It needs a hero.
When I put on the hood, it's kill or be killed.
You'll never be a hero now.
As long as the city is safe.
Arrow, Wednesdays at 8, 7 central on the CW.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years on a hellish island, I have come home with only one goal, to save my city. But to do so, I can't be the killer I once was. To honor my friend's memory, I must be someone else. I must be something else.
Party people, welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast. Yes, this is the Arrow Talk podcast where we'll be talking about this week's episode titled Blind Spot. And oh, was it so good. We get to see the new Slade. We get to see the birth of a wonderful partnership, Roy Harper and Oliver Queen. If you guys saw the ending, holy macro. I think that was like my favorite scene ever. And also just seeing Roy beating Mr. Superhero. Dude, all he has to do is put on the hood. He already has the red hoodie on. Why not just flap it on? So let's see who's on the phone from area code 432. Welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast.
Hey, it's Joe from Krypton.
Hey, Joe. How's it going, sir?
It's going, man. Wow.
What'd you think?
Huh?
Yeah, it has been.
You know what? In case someone's listening that works at DirecTV, I want to say I'm very unhappy because I've missed the last two episodes of Arrow because DirecTV stopped airing the CW, and it really pissed me off, man. I'm so serious.
What city you live in again?
I live in the Midland area. It's in Texas. It's like West Texas.
Wow, I didn't hear about this.
Yeah, dude, I called DirecTV and they were just saying that there's like thousands of people that are calling in and complaining that they're not getting their shows. You know, a lot of people watch Supernatural, The Originals, Beauty and the Beast, Arrow.
Yeah.
They're not getting
Carrie Diaries, all that.
Yeah, exactly. So I've missed the last two episodes. I don't know what to say. I'm very disappointed in DirecTV.
Wow.
Really sucks, man. I guess I'm going to have to try to catch it online. I heard you can watch them online on the CW.
Yes, you definitely can, especially the day
is
after.
Is that true?
You could definitely, yep, that's true. You can actually catch up on a couple episodes, so I think they might have the ones you might have missed.
Yeah, I'm going to have to try that. I'm definitely going to have to try that.
And so you haven't seen this week's episode, have you?
No, I haven't seen Blind Spot or the one before. What was the one before called, before Blind Spot? What was that one?
It was Blast Radius.
Yeah, I didn't catch that one.
Very cool.
I'm definitely about to move out of this area pretty far. So hopefully my cable provider down there will be airing CW, I hope.
Yeah, let's hope. Let's definitely knock on wood, because, I don't want to, thank God for the internet, because you could definitely catch up on there, but Blind Spot.
Yeah, for sure.
Blind Spot, I hate to give you some spoilers. I hope you're okay with that.
I'm totally cool with it, man. Spoil the heck out of it, please.
Awesome. Okay, so we get to see the first glimpse of the new villain, as we see Mr. Slade is already in that realm. But of course, when he puts on the costume of who? Help me out here, Joe. You know
I don't even know what we're talking about.
You don't even know. Well, Slade, as we know, he becomes Mr.
Green Arrow?
Deathstroke.
Hold on. You're talking about Deathstroke. You're talking about Slade. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So we get a first glimpse of his new costume, which I don't like. You know why? It looks like what they did is just spray painted a hockey mask, half red and half black, or whatever his colors are.
They gave Deathstroke a new mask in the last episode.
Yes, it's not the same as the one on the island, which you would think
would have it. It was perfect. It was perfect.
Yes, especially with the brow lifting up the mask.
Yeah, Oh, that sucks.
No,
man.
Now
come
it's
on.
A hockey mask.
That's bullcrap. Wow.
And for some reason, I'm sorry, I don't know if the actor that plays Slade, Mr. Manu Bennett, I don't know. Uh-huh. He looked like he was a little chunky. I don't know. It looked like a heavy-set, blind.
He got thicker?
Yeah. And I know it's all muscle. I mean, come on. This guy does not have a beer belly. But he just was way too buff to be Deathstroke. I'm I don't see him flipping and flying around like Oliver would.
Yeah.
He just looked heavy.
Yeah, Deathstroke in the comics is definitely more slender, more slim and trim, but toned. Yeah.
Yes.
I agree with you.
And, of course, fans of Manu out there, no disrespect. I know it's all muscle. There's no way I'm calling that fat. It's just he just looked heavy. Like he looked like he probably won't run after you, if you know what I mean. You're like, sure. So
you're not gonna catch me, musclehead.
Right? With all that gear? Seriously, when you see him, it's like with all that gear he really can't do it. Now, there's rumors that Stephen Amell might be considered for a little cameo of Oliver Queen in the new Man of Steel movie. Of course, still all rumors, as you know, still all rumors. Another rumor that I heard that the villains are going to be Lex Luthor and Metallo, which is kind of weird because they didn't introduce Kryptonite yet. So why would they just lump it all in one movie? I don't think that would be kind of cool. But your thoughts, Joe, what do you have of Mr. Stephen Amell being Oliver in a movie?
I remember saying that I wanted that to happen, but a lot of people were saying, no, it wasn't people. It was the actual studios themselves were saying, calm down, guys. He's not going to appear in the cinematic universe, but if he is now, if they actually change their mind, man, dude, I'm all for it. I definitely see Stephen Amell as a movie star. He has that charisma to be.
He's totally ready.
Pull it off, man. Yeah, he's ready for it. I can't wait. Yeah.
I agree. There's also other reports going out there that Stephen Amell said that tough times are headed to the CW. A little cryptic, don't you think? But it looks like he is giving us, the fans, a little tidbit of what's to come. Like, it's not over yet. You know, all the action, all the pacing, all the great stunt work. It's, especially the storyline, it's going to get a lot darker as, of course, now that we know Slade / Blind Deathstroke is out there. Also, remember, Deadshot, it's still out there. And also, is the count still out there? Is he dead? I forgot.
No, I think the count's dead, man. He died.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
Oliver killed
him.
No way of coming back from that one, I remember.
No.
And then also, the other villain, the triads, they're also out there. And Ra's al Ghul is still in behind the curtain somewhere. So, of course, there's a lot of things going off, and then especially with the Flash. I don't know if you know Mr. Joe from Krypton. He is still in a coma.
Oh, yeah. Well, wait a minute. Oh, yeah, after he got knocked out from the
Wait, wait. You haven't seen not one episode yet from this, break?
No, I saw the two-parter before the mid-season break, yeah. I just forgot that after he got struck by the – by lightning that he was knocked out. I figured for some reason he woke up after that.
Oh, yeah. So now he's in a coma. And
okay.
The blast radius, they do talk a lot about it, especially when Oliver gets a little hint of jealousy because, of course, Miss Felicity is out there visiting.
Uh-huh.
As his new friend is in a coma. And then this last episode, they didn't mention anything about Barry Allen. So I thought that
really?
Was kind of weird. Yeah. It's like
yeah.
they go from one heavy episode to like, all right, we already talked about it. Let's move on.
Yeah, like it's not happening anymore or something. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of weird to see that. Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
So also in this episode, we saw Laurel being the little addict that she likes to be, popping pills from her dad's medicine cabinet, I guess probably to soothe her nerves, as everybody does not believe her that the mayor is no good or for the city and also for I guess she kind of cares for Arrow now, where she's kind of feels threatened that this menace is out there and also can hurt him. One cool scene in this week's episode was when they are confronted. Mr. Mayor of the Blood, he wears the mask. I forgot what the mask. Do you know what the mask is called?
The
mayor's mask.
Like oh no, I don't.
I want to call it Scarecrow.
Okay, is that what it looks like? It looks like the Scarecrow.
Sort of, yeah. Yeah, I guess so. We could call
like
it
that.
Scarecrow.
Hey, speaking of a mask, how does Oliver look in his new mask? Does he look pretty awesome in it?
You know what? It's still growing on me. And, of course,
okay.
I wasn't a big advocate of the makeup. I was really upset that they were using makeup.
Yeah.
But then it grew on
yeah.
me. So then now,
yeah.
of course, he's wearing the mask. I'm like, I don't know.
It doesn't look that natural, does it?
Yeah, no, it looks like he's now wearing a costume, like a, you know, like
yeah.
a masquerade costume.
But yeah.
check this out, even in the intro, do you remember the intro when he says, my name is Oliver Queen, and
yeah.
I know,
yeah.
and at the end, it focuses from him to the Green Arrow?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, so they redid that shot with him now with the mask instead of the makeup.
In the domino mask?
Yeah. No, it looks pretty cool. I mean, I don't know. You got to watch it. But
yeah.
I mean, it doesn't look that bad. If you're listening to the podcast right now, you can call in. We are live right now on this Friday. It's January the 24th. It's 9:14 p.m. over here on the West Coast. If you're on the East Coast, it's probably 12:14 a.m. on that Saturday. So good morning to y'all listening. And our number again is 914-338-1036. Well, we're talking about Blind Spot. And, of course, we have Joe from Krypton on the line here, and he has not seen the episode, but he is a good trooper, dude. I give you kudos. You just don't care. You're like, just give it to me.
Yeah, of course, man. Yes, sir.
So now there's also, talking about Barry Allen himself, there's also big casting rumors on the pilot for the spinoff, which is titled Flash as of right now. Jesse L. Martin joins the CW's Arrow spinoff of The Flash. And if you guys remember him from the Law & Order show, he played a lawyer, of course, from Law and Order. And so he'll play Detective West, who is the blue-collar cop who is a surrogate father to Barry Allen. And as we all know, Barry Allen's dad has died. So West is the father of Barry's eventual wife in the comic books. Flash initially launched during the final episode of Arrow's Fall Run, when Barry traveled to Starling City to help on a case before he was struck by lightning mixed with chemicals in the mid-season finale. The pilot will be executive produced by Arrow's Andrew Kruzenberg and Greg Bertinelli, as well as DC Comic Chief Jeff Johns.
Oh, yes. Wait a minute. Jeff Johns,
so that's
cool. he's not he doesn't have anything to do with Arrow right now, does he? Jeff Johns, is he writing
no,
anything?
No, no.
Oh, dude, that's a very smart move for them to bring in Jeff Johns on Flash. Very
smart. I think
smart
so, too.
On their part.
I mean,
yeah.
Do you remember the episodes he did for
Smallville? Yeah, Absolute Justice. I think he did a couple more. I can't remember, though. Yeah, it was fantastic. Gosh, he's
so that's
kind of
cool
writer.
That the Flash is getting that type of traction, and also it's from the producers of Arrow, so it's going to have that same look. You know, I just hope it's not too dark, because Arrow's getting a little dark, man. I'm like, all they have to do, even a scene in the police station, it looks so dark. I'm like, how can anyone work in there? Because there's no, all the lights are turned off.
Yeah, right? That's funny.
And then it's funny. It's like when people are talking to Arrow, either if it's their house or somewhere, all they have to do is turn on the light. I'm like, hey, Oliver, what are you doing? I'm like,
or a gust of wind has to blow by and blow his hood off. Like, hey, it's Oliver Queen, guys.
Yeah, but I think he might be double sticky tape on that one. I don't know. That's just me.
Yeah, probably. You're probably right, guy. You're probably right.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, Joe, since you've been missing Arrow, I want to hear about your thoughts. What have you been missing about the show?
What have I been missing?
Since you haven't seen it, you know, at your home.
I've been missing the story, man. I've been anxious to know what's going on ever since Barry came in, and ever since we found out Slade is trying to take over the city now, and he's trying to get back at Oliver. I'm so anxious to get back into the show, man. I'm very anxious. I'm so glad for the internet, because I did not know that they were posting the shows the very next day after they air on the CW. So I'm,
CWTV.com.
Right after this is over, I'm going to jump on it and check it out.
Yeah, definitely. For those of you also out there, just like in Joe's shoes, catch up. It's never too late to catch up to the show, and that way you guys could call us and we could talk about the show with you. It looks like they have episodes, Joe, as of right now for Arrow, it looks like they have Three Ghosts, episode 9, and then Blast Radius, episode 10, and Blind Spot, episode 11, online right now, so that's kind of cool. So going back to our discussion about the Flash, we hope it definitely comes to life. I, for one, definitely would rather have the Flash on the big screen. I think he's already had his time on TV, and I would love. I mean, imagine what we saw in Man of Steel. Now imagine the Flash movie. Oh my God! Seriously?
Yeah. That'd be so
and then
cool.
Hans Zimmer could be the score of all DC movies. I don't care. Come on. Just give me a big check.
Yeah. I'm in. I'm all in. Take my money.
He could create that whole DC cinematic, you know, soundtrack. Jeez.
Yeah. Take my money, Hans Zimmer and Warner Brothers. Please, take my money now.
Yes. Yes. Also, I'm a big fan of Steven Jablonski. He did all the Transformer soundtracks, and I thought that was kind of cool. Really big cinematic sound.
Yeah. Ooh, you know what?
So,
while we're talking about scores, how did you feel about that score that they used at the end of Three Ghosts when they were showing Barry Allen right before he got struck by that lightning? Didn't that just sound so freaking epic, man? It was so awesome.
Really?
Very,
yeah. No, I totally understand.
Like,
yeah, I got that feeling too, where it was almost like a overture for this new beginning, this new hero about to emerge.
Oh, it gave me chills, dude. I loved it. It was amazing.
Yeah. I wonder. I don't know. Maybe you might have heard. Do you know if they're coming out with a soundtrack for this series?
I haven't heard anything about that.
Like how they did with Smallville. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything, but I'll tell you what. As soon as they release one, I'll be one of the first people to get it.
Oh,
it's a
great
soundtrack.
I'll be number two. Because I mean, seriously, even the opening, the
I agree with you.
And then they have, you know, CW has a video of the composer composing the pilot. And, oh, man, mm-hmm. I love to just watch stuff like that, just how all these instruments come together and tell a story.
Yeah. Yeah, the scores definitely do tell a story, man. They really do.
Right. And in this episode, the light wasn't shining on Laurel. She, of course, gets fired from the DA's office because she was on her own wild goose chase after her authorities told her not to continue her investigation on Mayor Blood. And, of course, it backfired as we found out that the confrontation that she had with the, I guess we're going to call it the Scarecrow for now, or the Blood. I don't know what to call it. I'm sure there's a name out there that describes the Blood. But check this out. I didn't know Mayor Blood was Latino. In this episode, he was speaking full Spanish with his mom. And
really?
In the opening of the episode. Yeah. I don't know. Huh. It just never came across as Mayor Blood being Latin or Spanish-speaking.
That's kind of cool, though. That's cool.
Origin. Yeah, it is. It is. But I'm like, oh, great. They're showing a Latino being the villain of a show instead of a hero.
Why did he have to be crooked, right?
Exactly. I'm like, give us Blue Beetle. Come on. We need a Latino superhero.
Dude, oh, wait a minute. That's what I was going to say. I want a Blue Beetle movie. I will totally audition for Jaime Reyes.
That would be cool. That
would
be
to
cool.
I would Blue Beetle, man. That would be freaking epic, man. I can't. I really hope they're going to do that movie.
Yeah, that's a movie right there. And it sucks that the CW didn't do a Blue Beetle and
Booster Gold.
The other one? Booster Gold, yeah,
Booster
series.
Gold, yeah.
Remember that big rumor back when Smallville was about to end?
Yeah, I remember that.
That didn't happen. So, yeah, it's kind of like crazy how they haven't moved forward with that. I know.
No pun intended, but those two together have gold all over it. I mean, the people...
Oh, yeah.
That show would do really well. They need to jump all over
that.
That
would be. And I can forget the CW. I can even see that show probably on a Sci-Fi Network.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That would be cool, too.
A great idea.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
Yeah. So there you go.
You
I guess Justin Bieber won't be playing Robin in the Batman versus Superman movie.
Oh, dude. That little twerp. I'm sorry, but he deserves what he got, man. He's a little jerk.
Yeah, he's a 19 year old.
Yeah. Hey, but I was gonna say, hey, Seuss, me and you should audition for Jaime Reyes for Blue Beetle. We should definitely pitch
for
Warner Brothers.
Shoot,
yeah,
I could look 20 years younger.
I'm sure you could. That would be awesome, man. That would be epic.
Oh, seriously. Blue Beetle,
mm-hmm.
That's what we need. We
mm-hmm.
need some more diversity.
Yep.
Chris from Candor mentioned on the Smallville Talk podcast that he saw Justice League War. Have you seen it yet?
Dude, it said on my DirecTV that it's already available for purchase, and I downloaded it, but it's not letting me play it. So I'm probably going to have to cancel my subscription with DirecTV.
Yeah,
but,
they're majorly messing up.
Yeah, they're messing up big time, man. But I heard officially it comes out February 4th, so maybe that's why it's not letting me watch it.
Oh,
I'm not really sure what's going on.
I was going to say, hey, I wonder how Chris saw it. Wait a minute.
Yeah, we know what Chris is doing.
Because I'm like,
sorry,
I even told him, I told him, oh, really? It's out? Okay, I'm going to go download it as soon as I finish the Arrow Talk podcast. I'm going to go to iTunes and download it. But now that you told me, I'm like, I'm sure it's not available yet.
Sorry, Chris, we didn't need to put that.
All right, let's change the subject before we get our friend in trouble.
Okay.
All right. So So Felicity, I think she's getting more screen time because each episode, she's not the sidekick one-liner anymore. She's involved. She's in the. She has her little cues of when to move and what to say, what to do. And so I think they're giving her more screen time. And, of course, there's a rumor that she might be the first character to leave Arrow and jump over to the Flash series. Joe from Krypton, your thoughts. Do you think that's even going to be a possibility?
I think that could definitely be a possibility because of the great chemistry that she had with Barry Allen. I mean, even
they do.
Just between those two actors, they were great together. But, man, oh, dude, I would be heartbroken if they did that. I mean, me too. Who would replace Felicity? They have like a little trio going on between Biggle and Oliver and Felicity. It just wouldn't be the same without her.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know what Oliver's and Laurel's relationship is. You know, it's just like bring in
it's
someone
hot
else.
Cold.
I mean, bring back the Huntress. Oh my gosh, she had chemistry with Oliver. Oh, fudge.
Did you like that actress that played Huntress? Were you liking her?
Yeah. Yeah.
You liked
I
her?
Love
yeah,
her.
She was pretty decent. Yeah. Bring her back. CW, if
Seriously.
You're listening, bring her back. Yep.
Yeah. Well, you know the Arrow writers Twitter is following us, so you never know.
Yeah, they follow you. That's we do.
That is crazy. Oh, I forgot to tell you on the Smallville Talk Twitter, Mr. Michael Rosenbaum is now following us.
No way! Are you serious?
How cool is that?
Oh, dude, you just blew my freaking hair back, man. That's
oh, you should have seen
wild.
My head when I saw that. This is I took a glimpse on my phone and my head just.
Oh man, better dude. You should try to get him to call in or something, man.
Oh
That'd
yeah.
Be great to
oh
talk
yeah.
To him.
It's definitely in the works.
Yes, awesome, dude. Kudos, man. Major kudos to you.
All right, cool. Well, I'm sure fans are listening and saying, what does this have to do with Arrow? But, yes, we are still talking about Arrow. The finale of this episode was, I mean, it's the icing on the cake. Seriously. It's really at the pinnacle point of a new relationship where Roy Harper and Oliver Queen are once now a team, where Oliver has stretched out his hand and said that he wants to train him to control his ability for something good rather than evil. So, I mean, come on. How cool is that? And he says he knows what has to happen with him, and he thinks he could help. And, of course, Roy agrees, and the relationship has begun. What are you going to say, Joe?
I was just going to say that reminds me so much of Batman and Robin, you know. Batman extended
well, of
his
course.
Hand to, yeah. It's very reflective of Batman and Robin.
Except one wasn't a junkie, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
All right, well, this concludes our episode of Arrow titled Blind Spot. I want to give you credit to you again, Joe. You haven't watched the episode, but you're a trooper coming on the show. Really appreciate it. Makes it a whole lot better rather than me just talking to myself.
Hey, man, no
but
problem.
But, Joe, the
it's
floor
my
is
pleasure.
Yours. Give us your shout-out, sir.
Hey, I just want to say, it's Joe from Krypton. It's great to be back. And we can all chit-chat about the upcoming episodes.
All right, great. And I really do hope DirecTV gets their act together, man, because that sucks.
Dude, if not, I'm canceling and I'm going to Time Warner. I'm not putting
there
up
there you
it.
Go. All right. You heard that for you. You heard that here first. Going to cancel and go to Time Warner. All right, well, I'd like to, again, thank you guys for listening, and we'll talk next week on Arrow Talk. Good night, guys.
Good night.